They charge like $15 a minute if you're late.
Good morning. Today is Thursday, July 23rd, 2026, and this is the Executive Committee meeting of Leland County Research and Development Authority. We do not have any guests. Nobody's participating by electronic means. Any modifications to the agenda?
None.
No, we don't have any. We did not receive any.
Can I get a motion to approve the May 21st, 2026?
So moved, Mr. Chair.
Second.
Thank you. Treasurer's report, and I'm going to turn that over to Mark.
Sure. You guys got a package from Talcor with the financials. The general highlights are, for the last 2 months, NFIL, we basically had no bills whatsoever, $1,000, just clean up. We've been going back and forth with FSU. As far as the RDA is concerned, year to date, we're $56,000 ahead on revenue, and we're about $54,000 under on expenses. So we're running about 110 grand ahead of where we thought we'd be. And again, I'm talking in a cash, not a GASB, not a accrual method of cash accounting. $45,000, which was money from, we got from the state, obviously, during this fiscal year.
Yeah.
Okay. And then July, we're going to be burning about the 25 grand a month is what it looks like. It's our kind of burn rate right now. Cash on hand as of now is about $750,000. That includes our prime account and our operating account, less any kind of outstanding checks that haven't cleared the bank. I expect as of 12/31, we're going to be around $550,000 in cash, which is ahead of where we thought we'd be 12/31. We've got a little bit of true-up still to do with FSU on invoices, members who still have just paid us for July, but really all of that's, the net effect of that right now is a couple of grand that we actually owe FSU for the moment. They will chew that up because they still, there's some new bills came in for proximity and some of the access control, but it's really just a few thousand dollars to true up with FSU. And that's kind of the treasure report. Any questions on any of that?
So the Talcor, essentially that's flipping over now, so we're not going to get this anymore, right?
No, they're still, Talcor's going to get $500 a month, because remember, that's at this point, there's no INEs not here. Talcor is the second set of eyes. If you go back to the fraud days, I'm going to pay Talcor $500 a month to still put the financials together. They're still running our payroll.
Okay.
They're still submitting the ERISA forms, some of those kinds of things that are required. So, but they dropped the fee down to $500 a month, because our activity is pretty small.
Okay.
But that gets, just with the history of the organization.
Yeah, I think we're good.
That's right.
Okay.
I mean, I couldn't hire somebody to do some of that for the second set of eyes, and they're already way up to speed on it. And there's still, right now, for the time being, some coordination of history questions between Talcor, us, and FSU that are being asked.
Got it.
Okay. Okay?
Yep.
Any other questions on the financials?
All right. Moving on to eight.
Yep.
Lab.
The lab, just so you guys know, FF&E, we've spent or committed 1.4 of the original 1.5.
Congratulations.
Yeah, we're getting closer. There's 120 left-ish. And that's basically because we've earned some interest along the way. I'm leaning on FSU right now to identify and spend over the next, 60 to 90 days, the balance of that money. Because the sequence of events is going to be really for us. We've got to spend the FF&E. We then have to transfer that FF&E from our not-for-profit, the IPTLH, to FSU Research Foundation not-for-profit. And then we can dissolve IPTLH. But those are the three steps. And my options, if they don't spend it, we can return the money to TSC. I don't think there's an option to give the terms of that agreement with TSC, frankly, and the appropriation were not to give cash to FSU. So I'm leaning on FSU, get the list together, pick, ideally, I would have them pick one big thing as opposed to 90 $1,000 items, which has been the path they've been on lately, is lots of $1,000 things. We need some trash cans. All right, I'm never going to get through this money, so I'm trying to lean on, give me a major project to get that spent.
Is there any type of a drop-dead date?
We could set that. I mean, there's no drop-dead date on us to have spent it in terms of the appropriation from TSC, from the state to TSC, TSC to us. They've said we fulfilled it. Now, arguably, the only way I think I can ultimately fulfill it is to spend it on FF&E. If I were to transfer cash, which is legal under not-for-profit laws, that's just not what we signed up for with the state and, frankly, what TSC signed up for with the state.
Mm-hmm.
So it would have to go back to TSC, which they will have no idea what to do with that if that happens. So I'm trying to lean on FSU to identify. They've got a list of $1 million worth of projects.
Hmm.
Their issue is prioritizing. Right? You should pick some. So I don't care. As long as it supports the lab and supports the members of the lab, we're good with that. So any help anybody can give in that regard, but that affects our timing, obviously.
Yeah.
And that's the issue. We also remember we had the fire. There were a bunch of insurance claims up, but we got the $25,000 of our deductible from Piersicka's insurance company. Good. I really did not think we were going to get that $25,000. So in our cash and our income, if you look, there's another income line. I think that hit in July, so you haven't seen that yet. But anyway, that's in our cash.
How's Piersicka doing? Good.
I think they're doing fine. They're busy. You know, they're still growing. They're hiring people. They've had some turnover, which I think is a problem in that space and that business. To lose people, you lose some knowledge when you have a team of six people, right?
Yeah. Okay.
Nothing much more on the transfer of FF&E. Is that I'm not going to do it until we complete all the purchases, and that'll just be a, you know, it won't be a bill of sale. It may effectively look like a bill of sale for a dollar or zero, right, but it's a transfer from one not-for-profit to the other.
And that basically, that will just go away.
And if with the IPTLH?
Yeah.
That will be the dissolution. Yeah, there'll be a process. We'll have to, that board will have to vote, the IPTLH board would vote to dissolve. And then we at the Board of Governors level can accept and can affect that. We don't have to go to the county on that entity.
Okay.
But we will have to run it through the boards of our organizations. But again, I want to spend, transfer, dissolve. That's my sequence there. Okay, all of which are internal exercises. Any questions on the lab or IPTLH?
Thanks, Michael. You want to go on to our LCRDA?
Sure. Just to give you an update on the RDA and the big issues. Bill, remember we spent a lot of time, myself in particular, trying to preserve the Build the Scale grant for $750,000 to support the lab. It looks like that is not going to happen. That does not appear that the EDA has accepted the request from FSU to take that grant. I think part of the reason is it took too long, and maybe the other parts of the reason that we don't know or that they didn't want to do it. Maybe they've decided FSU can fund it themselves and doesn't need the grant. I don't know, but by all accounts, that... I've tried multiple times to kind of restart it with no success, and I don't know that FSU has engaged. I think they may have accepted that it's not going to happen as well.
FSU knows that?
Oh, yeah, they're copied on all of that. Okay. They got the same no. I'm still working on the declarant rights, you know, and around the park and those rights that are going to transfer to FSU. The document is in front of Dustin and Kevin. I don't know that there's anything more. They just want to do some diligence on that to finalize the documents. I don't think there's anything controversial. They're all consistent with what we agreed to in the original MOU 2 years ago. The Eisenhower property, I'm supposed to have the official documents to get like a purchase agreement, if you will, completed today. I do not have them. I was expecting to have them last night in DocuSign. Kim said that all the changes we made were accepted. I just haven't gotten the DocuSign from her.
And I texted her this morning and asked the question.
Did you get a response?
She texted back. She said, the change is approved, circulating for signature.
So it may be going to them first, and I may be last this time. Last time I was first, and then we wanted to make some changes. So, yeah, she told me that same message yesterday that all this is approved. I should be getting the DocuSign. So soon, the only issue changed this material to our group, frankly, is the closing date was extended from September 30 to October 31st just because we lost a couple weeks with some of the changes we asked for. I don't think they're going to try and go slower. They're just that they wanted more time, so they'd have to go back and get a new document. The other couple things, license agreement, we don't have space technically by any kind of agreement in the building for the RDA, but I got an inside person over there that says we're fine for the moment.
Okay.
And Peggy and I have yet. We're going to wait for another cooler month before we go and consolidate Morgan and Collins space into one. Mm-hmm. And then the only thing we're waiting on is some debris project money from FEMA, which is $11,000, which we inquired about again this week. We've gotten the state's portion, but not the federal portion. The state pays 15%, feds pay their number. So we've got our $1,600 from the state, but not, and they don't pay that until they've received the money. We know the state has received the money from FEMA, we just haven't gotten it paid to us. So we're working on that.
And what's that number again?
$11,000, Mr. R. But that's it. So in all my list, if you recall, attached to this, you'll see as a little task list, some of those things were the Piersicka money, which we've now gotten. Yeah. We've got our FEMA money. So the only one about is one of the FEMA monies.
Okay.
So, and then, you know, you'll see at the very bottom of that list, we added Shanna Lewis, who does send about $200 to $300 every month or two. We can transfer that to another entity, which most likely would be the county.
And I'm embarrassed. I'm sorry. Who's Shanna Lewis?
She's the old... She's the embezzler.
Oh.
So I don't know what the number. But you looked at the balance the other day. What does she still owe us? Did you look at that?
Well, no. She'll never pay it off. Yeah. It was over $600,000.
Yeah. And said we're getting like $200-something every couple
of
months.
Well, $350 is supposed to be, but then there's problems.
There's very
send it, and, you know. Yeah. So it'll go on forever.
Yeah.
But it goes to the county after us.
Yeah, we can transfer that.
So Her payments will continue after we dissolve.
Oh, yeah, she's not released. It's just a matter of where do we assign that.
Just go to the county.
You have to go to court and have a motion to have it changed to Leon County.
So I had a similar, can I, moment of,
you can.
Okay, I had a question about that as it relates to the pension liability. Mm-hmm. What happens when the RDA dissolves? What happens to the pension liability?
That is a state thing. That's at the state level. Or county level, rather. Because remember, that pensions, those are data entries on our financials. It's not like we have that money. That's a calculation that we're assigned. It's just that's why our audit is 75 pages long, and 70 of them are related to that calculation. That it's just a data entry on both sides. There's a balance, and there's the obligation.
Yeah, that's right. Okay.
But it's the counties.
Yep.
Yeah.
And that's only really for the folks that worked here a while back, because everybody else has been forced into the investment plans.
Yeah, right.
Like Ron Mill, I think Peggy's got some in that, and then Ron, but Annie and I had nothing in that.
Right.
The last thing I had is, as you guys know, historically, we've always got an annual audit. Talked to Thomas Howell Ferguson this last week on another entity and in this entity, that they were going to wanted to price out this year's audit. We had talked about not doing an audit for 2020. This is the fiscal year that ends September 30, 2026. They're going to give me a quote on an audit and hopefully a review. They seem to push back on the concept of a review, and the reason being, well, you're required to do an audit. You're not required to do a review. And my response was, well, what if I don't do the audit? Or what? Well, you have to. Or what? Nobody can answer that, because what if we were out of money? What if we're dissolved? If we were to say we're going to dissolve in January, okay? Well, the audit won't be done.
Yeah.
And then there's still that period from October 1 to whatever that is dissolution. You never get it. You never can get it done. So that's a question for you guys to think about. I think we have to discuss ultimately in a board meeting. I don't know why. I think we could do a review if Thomas Howell Ferguson would do it. If they won't, we'll give them a data dump from our QuickBooks that Talcor maintains all of our financials. Yeah. So they can have an up-to-date financials, it just won't be audited.
I see no reason to do it.
Audit's about $20,000.
I don't think we don't need to do the audit. I don't think we need to do a review. We have an audit from last year. It's a fantastic audit. Nobody is going to look at the audit. Nobody is going to care.
There's no audit.
We're winding everything down. We're closing the doors. We're done.
All that makes sense. It still would be good to get the answer to that question you pressed. What happens?
Yeah.
If we don't.
Well, let's just play it out. Except what could happen?
Yeah.
I mean, because the reality is what? If we dissolve, our board
should dissolve.
We're dissolved. What are they going to do? Yeah. I'm trying to get rid of the can.
Rein me in if I'm wrong on this, but the value of the audit is if you are a going concern, and we are not a going concern
at that point.
Well, and also the audit is for help with prospective work and operations, right? I mean, like,
what are the challenges? What are you supposed to identify?
The audit basically gave you a green light for future work that you did with grantors, et cetera, and federal government, et cetera.
But we have no liabilities. Mm-hmm. I mean, so we don't have anything other than cash at that point. What we're trying to get this thing to is it's just cash. I can say here's our balance. There are no debts. They do have last year's audit.
Yeah.
We have Talcor. And then again, the county could do an audit if
that's
they want.
That's what I was going to say. If the county, why don't we propose it that way for the county if they want to do an audit of our financials?
My concern is if we ask the question,
we're going to get
all respect to County Commissioner Rick Miner in the room. If we ask the county, do you guys want an audit? The answer is going to be yes.
They're going to give you the same answer Thomas Howell Ferguson did. That's what they do. Remember, Thomas Howell Ferguson does audits. That's why they say you need to do it. The county wants an audit. The county gets audits, right? That's what they all do. The problem is, what's the cutoff? When do we keep the organization alive at $25,000 a month to go an extra couple months to do an audit? And then, oh, by the way, we're 6 months into another fiscal year. What do we do about that period of time? We're always going to have a bad end date. Right. We're always going to have, you never get to the last, you can't audit it and get the support to do the audit with no staff. Now we can say everybody's gone, somebody do the audit. But the other thing is that meter is running, and when you think about that $25,000 a month, that's just $12,500 from FAMU and $12,500 from FSU that's getting burned down every month.
And I think if you ran the clock out, if somebody at the county were to say, let's look at the financials, it wouldn't be an audit.
That's what I think. I think if we could do that part somehow and not a full audit on the
What I think would happen is that somebody at the county in the accounting office and county's counsel would take a look at it and say there's no materiality here and it's done.
The other option is we just say, hey, we're not doing it. If the county wants to do it, here's all the data. Because remember, the data exists to do an audit. You don't have to do it. The audit isn't timing dependent in that regard. Here's the financials. Here's $20,000. You want to do an audit, county? Time it out whenever you want. Do it. We could say we want $20,000 to fund the final audit, which they could do then after everything is done. It doesn't have to be a September 30. It could be February 28th of 2011 or whatever, and they could do it. Because we can't be around and
we can't hang open.
Because you never get in, you never get out.
For the audit.
But that way we could do that. That would be a cheaper option. I don't know the answer.
Well,
and the more you ask, the more the answer's going to become.
And the slow, and the answer won't be like on the phone call. It'll be we got to do some homework. And now I'm 3 months to get an answer.
I mean, I can put out a feeler with our county administration and just ask. You know,
who would that be?
Vince Long.
I can talk to Vince about that. I just don't know that he's gonna punt that to Chastity or somebody,
probably.
Right?
Probably. And so, in fact, he probably.
So what about what? I wonder if Talcor ever does audits on parts of their portfolio of companies, because the financial side is the only thing we got to worry about.
Right, and that's the thing is, remember, Talcor is still going to be around, and they have all the data. So somebody could do an audit and just their work with Talcor. Most historically, Talcor is part of that process anyway, right?
Yeah.
That's our third-party financial team, and so yeah, they could. That option exists. I just don't know that there's any winner to try to figure out a perfect timing, because it's not going to happen.
So I guess what I would challenge is any conversation with Rick or with Vince probably needs to start with, we need to understand, if we do this, why are we doing it? To what end? What value is created? Is there a purpose?
The purpose is you're supposed to.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a bad purpose. Yeah. Right? I mean, that's
if we have this in the file cabinet, is it ever going to be looked at by anybody for any reason? And I would answer that question before I spent the money on it.
Of course.
The answer is going to be no.
No, nobody's used it. And in the history of our organization, nobody's used the audit other than when they caught the embezzlement, when they caught that, whatever, 2012 or whatever it was.
2010,
yeah. So anyway, I've got a similar issue on the Wayne County EFA, you know, the Educational Facilities Authority, because it's got the same issue, same timing.
Yeah.
The difference, of course, is that in that one, the county's going to get the money as opposed to the universities. So it would be in the county's best interest to accept the accelerated timeline than to prolong it. I'm hoping that's, you know, persuasive. I don't know that it will be. It's not really any individual's money. But that's a question we got to address.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm happy to talk to Vince informally about it. If you want to do it.
I think I will call him, because here's what I would like to represent. And again, we haven't run this through our board, is that the timing that we're thinking is that we're going to get a handful of steps done. And then sometimes close to the end of the year, we're going to ask the county. Our board will have approved dissolution. Which hasn't happened. And we want to dissolve as of X date. Now, if the county wants to do something, they should do it or plan to do it later. But our board has decided that we're dissolving and we're terminating all of our employees as of a certain date. And I guess theoretically the county could say, well, you can't. And I don't know what happens after that.
I don't see a scenario where that would happen.
Right, but theoretically, it's no, you can't dissolve, we haven't given you permission. Okay, well, the entity can still exist, but everybody's leaving.
Yeah.
Or at least I'm leaving. I can't speak for everybody. But my point is, there's no payoff to that.
No, I understand.
But that's also not how bureaucracies sometimes make decisions, as you're well aware.
Yeah.
So I don't know the answer, I just want to make sure you guys are thinking about it.
Yeah. If I can help anyway, let me know.
Okay.
If you'd rather have me ask, I'm happy to do that, but I would need to talk with you and get a little bit briefed on the timing and how that would work.
I will be explicitly direct against on a number of things. Maybe you wouldn't be comfortable saying.
No. He'll appreciate that.
Yes. No. I've got a relationship, a long time relationship.
Yeah. He gets it. He would prefer that for sure.
I will use a lot more cuss words than you would. I can assure you. So.
All right. Thank you, Michael.
That's the last thing I had, guys.
I got one, and it's not really new business, and it's real quick.
No worries.
So did y'all ever find out about what we have to do with the files?
Working on that with I2X, who does wind downs of things, in terms of just protecting. We can electronically, all that stuff's super easy. We're going to consolidate the files. We'll talk to the county about what do they want to do with. Again, these are going to be more of a affirmative statements. Hey, what do you guys want to do with all these files?
Right.
Since we've dissolved, it's not. Hey, what do we need to do now?
Yep.
They want to. Peggy and I will clean it up, consolidate one space that we can say, look, we've already got agreement with FSU to have the stuff sit here for another 18 months. But at some point, if the county's interested.
County, you the custodian, we've got to respect.
But I haven't done that, but I will. But I want to get all the. And the other thing we're going to do is two things I want to do. One, we'll get Brian Gibson's suggestion was you put it all on a hard drive, you give it to the county, they'll file it somewhere where no one will ever access it. I'm uncomfortable with that. And so what I want to do is do that part, as well as preserve access for 12 months to all the files for both Peggy and I. Yeah. In the event that they want to do an audit, there's questions. We can at least electronically have access. I can prepay for 12 months of Microsoft suite of products that we could get to anything and help out.
Got it. And then the county will have to retain that for as long as the public records.
Whatever their requirements are. Yeah, that's right.
Changes.
I mean, I promise you, we have retained stuff far longer than any standard if you go to those buildings.
All right. Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
So moved.
All right. Thanks.